Blog Talk Radio.
Song. That's the version of BLMD, Byron D and the Dragonaires, with old Bob Marley and the Wailers, the original originators. Well, welcome to the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. I'm Ivor Henry. I'll be your host for the day, accompanied by Mr. Cardinal Mills, co-host, Mistress Elizabeth Donna Brown. Over there in New York, they are keeping company. But we're going to be pleased to welcome back, just for a few short moments, Mr. Leon Francis. He'll lead us in prayer shortly. I just want to let the folks know who are in here to go ahead and spread the word and let folks know they can join us on the World Wide Web. That's at blogtalkradio.com/Caribbean Global Voices. And if they care to join us here on the line, it's 999-3693. Well, without any further ado, let me go ahead and summon Mr. Leon Francis, the Reverend, to take us and lead us in prayer this morning. Morning, Mr. Francis, and how are you?
Not too bad. Good morning to all your wonderful listeners and to you, Ivor. I haven't been away for a while, but I have not forgotten the show. I kept it in my prayers, very busy. Just thank you for the opportunity asking me to do the honors this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. Ask your blessing on this show, Lord. Bless all the participants, especially co-host Cardinal Mills and host Iva Henry, as well as David Maitland, Barbara Henry, Mertis Nisbet, Donna Brown, Lynette Cox, Dennis Heath, and all the other participants, Lord. We pray for them. We hope they'll have a wonderful show this morning. Let's go on without any interruption. Lord, pray that it will continue to improve and change the lives of many by their listening every Saturday morning. We pray especially for the ones who are struggling with ill health, namely Mr. Baya Patel, David Christian, Dr. Leroy Lashen and his daughter Lisa, Bob Z and Murchis Nisbet, Connie Whitley, Elimat, Everett Carter, Oliver Solomon, Gamita Willock, Dr. Roger Brown, and my siblings, Wentworth, Gorbrell, Telbert, and Duane Francis, as well as Sharon, Dennis Kelman, Joseph Gunshop, Mona Daniel, Dr. Eugene Francis, Fillmore Hallpike, Earl Stevens, Mr. Linford McKenzie, and all those who have not expressed their concerns, Lord. We pray for them. We pray especially for this show this morning, the pivotal point in our lives, Lord, that you listen this morning. It may be something that you may get, may just change your outcome for the whole day, Lord. We thank the ones who made it possible through their financial assistance and their moral support, Lord. They too are asking your support, Lord. We're grateful for every bit of concerns about this show and pray today that the host Iva Henry and the others will have a wonderful show, one to be remembered. All these we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you and welcome, Lynn. I know you're a busy man and you would grace us with your presence and to offer up such a wonderful prayer. We really not going to be taking this for granted. Well, of course, you know,
if you could allow me to just say this and forget, because a number of the panelists have offered congratulations to me. I just wanted to thank them all for that. And I'm really happy that they did so. And I'm grateful for their concerns and the congratulatory messages. Thank you.
Yes, by all means. Yes, and that event will be taking place over there in Connecticut on October 5th of this year. So we'll remind you along the way as we proceed with this show and, of course, the cricket show. Well, folks, today being the last Saturday of the month of February, albeit we having an additional day, but it's now going to take us into a fifth Saturday in the month. Well, we hope to make it good. We hope to go on out with a bang. By the next time we get here, we'll be marching on in March. So today being the 24th day of February, it simply means on our way out of March as far as this Saturday morning show is. Well, let me say a special good morning to Dennis Heath over there in California, because he too gets up very early in the morning to really grace us with his presence here. And that too, we do not take for granted. We oftentimes leave it to Murchis to say whether he is in his long or short PJs. Later on, we will make sure we know his attire. Well, of course, folks, you know, the inspirational portion, which some folks have come just to get the inspirational portion, that go up until 10 o'clock. And at 10 o'clock, we're going to have sports, albeit in brief, but it's going to be one brought to you this morning by none other than the expected Hall of Famer, or one of them, I should say, Mr. Dennis Heath. He'll be at the top of the hour. So we have to stand by for that. You know, some folks just come on in for the sports. Well, we're encouraging you to take the whole show. But nonetheless, sports got to be at the top of the hour. Of course, Cardinal is going to greet his special fans. He has many fans, but there's some special ones in which he calls by name. And as Liam dubbed, there's no sweeter name apart from Jesus. that you can hear on the radio, but yours. We'll have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. Colonel would be bringing that to you. It comes by way of Mr. Audley Watson. That's Ma Ruby's son. Ma Ruby, of course, is of blessed memory. And we will have Colonel will have a comment for us. He normally brings something to the fore. I'll just jump the gun and say it is Black History Month. I'm sure it's going to be something maybe along that line, maybe where some of the black pigmentation folks would be disadvantaged. I would dare say it may very well be along that line, but nonetheless, we will hear from Mercury's and Donna over there in New York. Normally they tell us what's happening in the neck of the woods. Since it's the Twin City, it takes two of them to report on what's happening in New York, New York City. Of course, Lynette over there in St. Kitts, oftentimes she will tell us what's happening in and around St. Kitts, Nevis, Antigua, and Barbuda, Munster, Anguilla, and the likes. So we expect to hear from her a little later in the show. But for me to you, I just want to say present good morning. Well, let me say good morning to my wife, Barbara. She's over there in Georgia. I happen to find myself here in South Florida. Came to do a little work here on the camera tomorrow. It's always good to see newlyweds. So I'll just take the opportunity to say congratulations to two newlyweds. That's going to be taking their vows tomorrow. So that brings me to South Florida. Well, without any further ado, I think I'll ask you folks to join us, 563-999-3693. That way you can be a part of the show. It becomes audible once you push the one. And we just ask that you be respectful of yourself and others. Keep your conversation within broadcast standard. And, of course, you will be entertained. Well, let me not wander any further. I've taken up enough time of the inspirational portion, albeit what we would have said should inspire you. So where do we go from here? Let's start here with this Power in Jesus, Driving Gospel.
Power in Jesus, power in Jesus, power in Jesus, holy ghost, some healing. Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty place. Ain't no sinner that he can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free. And the good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Let my Jesus change your life. Every moment where I've been, where I'm going,
on the mountain in the valley.
There was Jesus
in the shadow of the island.
There was Jesus
in the fire, in the blood.
Jesus!
Yes, indeed. We are worshiping. We are worshiping our great God, Jesus. The sweetest name I know. Well, we're getting down to the half hour, down to the bottom of the hour. And around about this time, we always summon the voices of Maitrice Nesbitt and Donna. But just before I do that, let me say good morning to Kathleen over there in the U.S. Virgin Islands. She dubbed this as her specialty, but she's going head and head with Irma over there in St. Martin, who says she lives for the Saturday morning entertainment show. Well, folks, let's go ahead and hear from Maitrice. Good morning, Maitrice. How are you?
Good morning, Ivan. How are you?
I am doing wonderfully well, giving thanks, giving God all the praises, thanking him for another day.
That's good. I'm doing fine, thank you. Giving God thanks and praise the same.
Hallelujah. Well, let's know what's happening in your neck of the woods. And of course, we are eagerly waiting to hear the progress of Mama Bobsey.
Well, in my neck of the woods, we're not having any sun right now. Still cloudy and cold. But we are living through that. We are looking forward to a better, warmer day. And as for Mother Bob, she is doing much better, thank you. She is up and about, sitting up, doing her therapy. She hasn't started walking yet, but she is on the verge of standing up little by little. So we are grateful for small mercies.
Very well.
Good morning to every one of you, and I hope wherever you are, everything is going good in your day.
Okay, well, just in case you didn't hear it, Mr. Liam Francis would have said a great, you are welcome for the greetings last week that you echoed on the show for his expected accolade. That should be on October 5th of this year, when one of our very own would be inducted into the Hall of Fame, Cricketing Hall of Fame. So just in case you didn't hear it, let me pass it on.
Yes, congratulations once again to both Leon Francis and Dennisy on their great achievement. So keep up with the good work and continue doing what you're doing, bringing the good sports of cricket to us, and wishing you all the best. So come sober, stand with pride, and enjoy your gift.
Yes, well, Matthews, we're now going to let you get off the hook. So Mr. Dennis is with us, but you've got to get through your viewfinders. I know you can see through walls. Is he wearing his short PJs or his long PJs this morning?
Let me see. I would say short.
Okay, we leave it at that. That's your final answer. You will get the answer at the top of the hour. Trust me.
Okay, then.
We will know whether you're right or you're wrong. But right about now, let's go ahead and hear from Darby, because like we said, New York City was so big they had to name it twice. So we take two of you to report on what's happening over there in New York City. Darby, my favorite sister. Come on in.
Hi, good morning from New York City. Good morning, Murphy. Good morning, Leon. Good morning.
In Darby.
If anybody on listening at this time. It's as much as overcast this morning and cold. But we know what to do when it gets like this. So talk. We don't complain.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Sounds good. Sounds good. And what can I say, Donna? Are you going to be going down to Connecticut on the 5th of October? Okay, don't answer right now. We'll just leave that surprise for the for the folks. So.
Yeah. And I want to say, tell Leon, very welcome for accepting my joy to him and Dennis on that grand occasion. Yes, because he did respond and said thank you, so I'm saying he's all welcome.
Yes. Well, I sure you'll hear it again from Dennis at the top of the hour, because Dennis has raised both hands to bring you the sports this morning. He didn't raise one hand, he raised both hands.
Okay.
Matrix, I said hands. I said raise both hands, Matrix. Come on now. Okay? We're into the gospel inspirational portion, and we will keep it there. Let's see. We still have a few folks, but we'll hear from Dennis. Normally, we'll have a response right about now, but we'll give him a lengthy response at the top of the hour. Let's things just the way they are. Where are we? What do we want to tell Jesus?
I need you, Lord, right now. Yeah, yeah. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his own. I must tell Jesus all of my troubles. He is a kind and compassionate friend. If I had seen make all my troubles quickly at hand. What must I do when
victory to win. I'm under Jesus. I'm under Jesus. I cannot be. My burdens are low. I'm under Jesus. I'm under Jesus. Jesus can help me. Jesus can help.
George Knooks, I'll tell you what, we're going to keep it in the same game. I will not keep you guessing, but we'll have the version from the Grace Fiddlers.
I must tell Jesus.
I must I can't even walk.
and the land of wood and water. And Donald just called to say, I have to hear Adore Brothers, one of her favorite groups, straight out of Nevis. Donald, here we come.
been introduced to some great men of government. I have shook the hands of stars and everyone have seen. I've been thrilled to know a family that cares for me, but the greatest thrill I've ever known is I have been redeemed.
I've been redeemed. I've been forgiven. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Crucified in the grave I am, and now I'm free. There's a new way of living. Jesus God now come on me. I've been redeemed.
You may wonder why I don't hang my head and cry. When things are going wrong, I still can smile and sing. Well, it's because I know I'm washed whiter than the snow. And what the devil throws at me, I throw it back and sing.
I've been redeemed. I've been forgiven. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Crucified in the grave I am, and now I'm free. There's a new way of living. Jesus, God, now come on me.
You may wonder why I don't hang my head and cry. When things are going wrong, I still can smile and sing. Well, it's because I know I'm washed whiter than the snow. And what the devil throws at me, I throw it back and sing.
I've been redeemed. I've been forgiven. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Package. It's a theme that we normally play and oftentimes play along with the Valley of the West Indies, of course. But I'm going to ask Marcus one more time if she's going to stick to her answer, which will make it the final answer. Marcus, is Dennis wearing a short or long PJs this morning?
Short.
All right, let's go ahead and welcome Dennis. At the top of the hour. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning to you, Ivor. Good morning to Mertris, Donna, and Cardinal, and all those who are listening to us this morning. And I have to say, Ivor, I must find out where Murchis is getting her insider information from, because she's got it spot on. So she must obviously have some source that I don't know of yet, but I'll have to investigate. Anyway, on to
services.
Murchis, take a bow. Take a bow, Murchis. You can see two walls.
There you go.
A vision of yours.
Yay.
It means something.
Onto the sports, in brief, somewhat brief, I call it. Just kicking off in the soccer, we have Aston Villa, Nottingham Forest, Brighton and Everton, Crystal Palace and Burnley, and Manchester United and Fulham. Those matches just started a moment ago. And later on today at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, it'll be Bournemouth against Manchester City and Arsenal against Newcastle. Locally, I say locally in the United States, it's the start of the Major Soccer League season, which opens today all over the United States. I will give you the names of the city where matches are due. I won't give you the opponents, and I urge you to check your local listings. So in Columbus at 2 p.m., Los Angeles FC at 4:45, Charlotte at 7:30, D.C. United 7:30, Orlando 7:30, Philadelphia kickoff 7:30, Austin kickoff at 8:30, Dallas kickoff at 8:30, Houston at 8:30, St. Louis at 8:30, and Portland. Now, this one is a bit of a mystery to me because I believe it's a 10:30 kickoff, although that's somewhat late in the evening, so I am not very certain of that one. I urge you strongly to check your local listing. So those are the soccer matches. Now let's look at cricket. We have the four-day West Indies Championship, and these are the start of the third round matches. Day three of the third round matches, close of play scores. These are not the final results. These are the close of play scores at the end of day three, which would have been yesterday. We had Jamaica 269 in their first innings and Barbados 389 in that first inning. So Jamaica, Morrison scored 97, McKenzie 40 and Brown 40. Barbados, Warrington bagged 5 wickets for 62 with McAllister 3 for 69. In Barbados first innings, 389 for Barbados first innings. Brathwaite 142, Wickham 63, and Dorich 44. For Jamaica, Green 4 wickets for 78, and Salmon 3 wickets for 94. And that was a first innings lead for Barbados of 120 runs. Jamaica in their second innings were 220 for 8 at close of play. A lead for Jamaica of 100 runs with just 2 wickets in hand. Looks very much like Barbados is in the driving seat in that one. The West Indies Academy, 162 in their first innings. Warren 58, Jay Bishop 51, Diana's Sinclair 4 for 45, Moti 3 for 31, Permal 3 for 15. Diana batted first and they did score 175 with RJ Muhammad 30, not out, Imlek 24, Nandu 28, and for the West Indies Academy, James 4 for 43, Johan Lane 2 for 27, Jay Bishop 2 for 31. So Guyana first innings 175, Academy 162, and Guyana's second innings a massive 415 declare for 7. 415 for 7 declared. Sinclair 165 not out. Anderson 49. Favre 58. RJ Muhammad 31. Firmall 29 and Imlach 29. West Indies Academy best bowler in that innings was Ned 5 for 97. So West Indies Academy require 268 runs to win with 3 wickets in hand. They were 167 for 7 in their second innings. Johnson in Trinidad, we had Trinidad was 137 in their first innings. Gooley 30, De Silva 23, and Lewis for Leeward Island 3 for 38. Archibald 3 for 28. Cornwalls 2 for 5, and Durham 2 for 32. In their first innings, the Leeward Island scored 318. Joel Andrews, a name that many of us will recognize from the under 19. Joel Andrews, 87. Aaron Powell, 65. Jay Louis, 41. Mikhail Louis, 32. And for Trinidad, Phillips, 4 for 62. B. Charles, 3 for 81. Trinidad, in their second innings, 285 for 6. Gooley, 64. J.N. Muhammad, 49. Webster, 38. Cooper, 36. De Silva, 32. And for Leeward Island, Cornwall, 3 for 56. Louis, 2 for 70. Trinidad lead the Leeward Islands in first innings by 104 runs with 4 wickets in hand. That's the end of close of play there on those West Indies Academy matches. And just to note for our viewers, listeners, that Jordan Johnson, one of the under 19 stars, has been added to the West Indies Academy team. Isai Thorne had been added to the Guyana Harpy Eagles, and Joel Andrews, the Leeward Islands. So those three youngsters from the under 19 teams have been, you know, drafted into the senior teams, and we wish them well. And by all accounts, they are having a go at it. Looking to the international scene, we have Australia in New Zealand. They played 2 T20s thus far, and New Zealand in their first in their were 215 for 3. Ravindra 68, Conway 63, Allen 32. For Australia, Stark 1 for 39, Cummings 1 for 43, and Marsh 1 for 21. Australia, in their reply, 216 for the loss of 4 wickets, Marsh 72, Warner 32, Maxwell 25, Travis Head 24. For New Zealand, Santner 2 for 42, Ferguson 1 for 23, Milne 1 for 53. So Australia won that first T20 by 6 wickets. And on the second T20, Australia won 74, Travis Head 45, Cummings 28, Marsh 26, Ferguson 4 for 12, Milne 2 for 40, Thiers 2 for 29, Santner 2 for 35. And New Zealand, in their reply to Australia 174, New Zealand all out for 102, Phillips 42, Bolt 16, Adam Zampa for Australia 4 for 34, and Ellis 2 for 16. Australia has taken that second T20 by 72 runs, and the third T20 in the series is due on the 24th of the February. That will be a couple of days. That will be sort of on later on today. Bangladesh Premier League matches, for the last couple of matches played in that tournament, we have they are just about wrapping things up in that Bangladesh Premier League. Khulna Tigers 128 for 8, Hussain 52, and Silhet Strikers strikers, 134. Hillett won that by 6 wickets. And Fortune Barrichelle and Comilla in their last match of that season. Comilla victorian, 140 for 8, and Fortune Barrichelle 141. Barrichelle won that by 6 wickets. And I know the next match is due up. Well, let's look at the table there for the Premier League there. I don't have the table there. The eliminator matches is due to be played tomorrow, and we're wrapping up that tournament there. Now, the Super League, that was the Bangladesh Super League we just discussed. Now we're on to the Pakistan Super League, and thus far, my apologies, I'm getting my notes in a twist here. Let's look at the England versus India, fourth test matches. We remember that India won that third test match by a massive 434 runs in the fourth test match. We have England, having batted first, were in a lot of trouble earlier on. Joe Root went back to his route, and a magnificent 122 is carried his bat for 122 with support from Robinson for 58 and Folks 47, Bairstow 38, Crawley 42. England fought a rear guard action there to score 353 runs with Root 122 not out. For India, Jadeja was 4 for 67, and Deep, a newcomer, 3 for 83, Siraj 2 for 78. And when I finally gave up and my eyes closed, I was unable to see the overnight for India, but India is now batting in their first innings. I am aware that Rohit Sharma was out for 2 runs very earlier on, but that's as far as I can tell you. There was about, India was about 9 runs for the loss of 1 wicket. Jaiswal and Shubman Gill were at the crease when I finally gave up, and we will get some more score later on. Looking at the Sri Lanka and Afghanistan, that was a series there where Sri Lanka and Afghanistan were playing ODIs. They had one test match that Sri Lanka won by 10 wickets. They had 3 ODIs. Sri Lanka won all 3 ODIs, and they have 3 T20s. Sri Lanka again won the first and the second, so it's almost a clean sweep for Sri Lanka. However, in the third and final T20, Afghanistan won that one by a very sharp 3 runs. And that match had some, shall we say, a little brouhaha, because Sri Lanka, having won all those matches, were still not satisfied, and they were a little annoyed and complained because the umpire failed to call what they considered to be a full toss over the waist, which should have been a no ball, yet it was not given as a no ball by the umpires. And as a result, Sri Lanka did not get the runs they thought they needed, and they are complaining bitterly, having won, you know, 1 test, 3 ODIs, 2 T20s. They are making a lot of beef over the one run, that the one match they did not win. So we can see how much they take these matches seriously. The competition is really stiff when it comes down to, you know, international cricket. There is Cricket World Cup League 2 match in progress matches in progress, and these are the ODI matches and involve the League 2 from ICC. These League 2 teams will play ODI matches, and at the end of this season, they will get the opportunity to move over into the international T20 and ODI matches with the big league boys. So in the first of those matches, ODI Cricket World Cup League 2, Namibia and Nepal played. Nepal was 132 all out, and Namibia 134 for 6. Namibia won that by 4 wickets. And in match 2 of that series, the Netherlands 137, Nepal 141. Nepal won that one by 9 wickets. Namibia and Netherlands in the third match of that series, Namibia 123 all out, Netherlands 124 for 3. The Netherlands won that one by 7 wickets. Nepal and Namibia in the fourth match, Nepal 168 all out, Namibia 172 for 8. And in the fifth match of that series, it's Namibia 203 all out, Netherlands 179. Namibia won this one by 24 runs. And thus far in the five matches of this series, Namibia is on top, having won 3 out of their four matches. And the other two teams, Nepal and Netherlands, pretty much tied for how do you call it, second place in the third match. Now, there's also a World Cup Challenge League playoff. Now, this league playoff, again, is the ODIs, and it's a precursor to the matches that I've just read earlier. In this league playoff, there are 8 teams split into 2 groups of 4. The teams include Bermuda, Italy, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia in Group A. And in Group B, we have Bahrain, Malaysia, Tanzania, and Vanuatu. So the top 3 teams in each of these groups will progress into a Super 6 stage. And from there, the four teams that finish top in this tournament will move on to the next cycle of the World Cup Challenge League, which is the one that I read for you earlier. These are teams that are challenging to move into that next step. And in that first match there, Italy 305 defeated Bermuda 148. So Italy won that one by a large 157 runs. And in Group B, Bahrain 266 for 7, Vanuatu 157. So Bahrain won that one by 109 runs. Saudi Arabia in Group A and Kuwait. Saudi Arabia 231. Kuwait 134. Saudi Arabia won that one by 97 runs. And in Group B, Vanuatu 126. They were chasing Tanzania's original total of 203. So Tanzania won that by 77. And Italy 284 for 7. Saudi Arabia 163. So, and the final Group B match I have to date is Bahrain 207, Malaysia 189. Bahrain won by 18 runs. So we can see there's a lot of cricket being played around the globe. And we come now to the Pakistan Super League, which is in the 9th match of their season, which is very recently started. And in match 1, Lahore beat and United. Lahore and Islamabad, United won that one by 8 wickets. Quetta, Gladiator, and Peshawar Quetta Gladiator won that one by 16 runs, 206-190. Multan Sultans, 185. Karachi Kings, 130. Multan won that by 55 runs. Lahore in their second match, 187-7. Quetta, 188-5. Quetta won that by 5 wickets. Islamabad, 144. And Multan Sultans, 145. A victory for Multan by 5 wickets. Peshawar, 154. And Karachi Kings, 157-3. Peshawar won by 7. Lahore, Pelinders, 166-5. Multans, 170-5. And match 8, Islamabad, 138. Quetta Gladiators, that's 139-7. Quetta won that one. And so we have the final match of that series, not the final match, but of course the latest match, which was Zalmi, Peshawar, 179, Multan, 174. Peshawar won that one by 5 runs. And wrapping things up, we have the Women's Premier League that has just started in match 1, Delhi Capitals 171-5, Mumbai Indians women 173-6. So this is a rematch of the final for the Women's Premier League from last season. And of course, Mumbai Indians women won that final and the championship last year, and they've taken the opening match of the Women's Premier League by 4 wickets. The second match of the Premier League, I think, is on the way today. And so far, Ira, that is the end of the very abbreviated, though it seems somewhat long, into cricket scores and sports scores for today. To you, Ivor. I think Ivor must have taken a breather.
Yes, I just want to thank you for that sport. And that's in brief, because tomorrow the heavyweight comes in for a discussion on most of those topics and then some. You two are invited to join at 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock, 515-605-9850. That's the number you call to get in, and you too can have a discussion in sports. So Dennis, once again, I want to thank you for coming to us again this morning, as usual, and I'm going to ask Mertris to will or donate her eyes to me so that I can see through walls like her. Mertris, if you can only tell me the lottery, if you can see through walls that much, I will be really, really grateful. Oh, we're rallying around the West Indies at this time. Let's get a little bit. Indies, and of course, you know, we have a true West Indian, a West Indian at heart, none other than the guy that grinds well, because he is a mill, and he doubles up and they become mills, windmills, windmills. Oh no, I think it's Cardinal Mills. Where do we get windmills from? Must be much respected than that. Oh no, it's Linnet who windmills. Cardinal Mills. Good morning, sir. And how are you today?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Marcus. Good morning, Dennis. and all the fans, friends, and supporters who are listening at this time. I'm already in it for the morning, but I know she's going to be hanging in at some point. So she's probably attending the cruise ship that I see sailing out of the port of Zante over the course of the time that I've been watching. So guess then that she's busy. She's been having 2 or 3 cruise ships a day over there in Kitts. I wonder how much money they're making from
this. Well, I'm afraid to inform you that Lynette is looking for more money. You do not know how much money she'll be getting there. But she says that she's going to become a politician because that's where the money is. She said when people usually ask her for money, she sends them down to
government headquarters.
Yes, down to government headquarters on Church Street. So she says since they keep on asking her for money, she thinks the best thing to do is to become a politician. And when they asked, she'll go to Church Street and tell him to come on over there. That was her words to me. I don't know if she would have had a change of mind, a change of heart. Sometimes she would tell you in particular, that that's what I heard. That's not what she said.
Yeah, well, I'll wait for Lynette because that don't sound like Lynette to me at all.
There you go again. Want to be told everything. Just what you know is just what we tell you. There you go again.
I'm
waiting for Lynette to tell you so you can know.
Yeah.
Somebody really
I am sure if Lynette said that she knows, I'll be disappointed and much is going to be disappointed.
By much is you quicken your fingers. By much you say, what kind of dragging her into this mess with now?
Disappointed. I will be disappointed. So Lynette will have to come in and clear her name. Particularly if it's being dragged to the mud at this time.
Well, all I say, don't be a messenger.
She'll have some cleaning up to do. So, you know. I mean, like I say, I don't associate that with Lynette, so I'm going to leave her innocent.
Well, you told me a few days ago that Colonel don't know everything, so you're telling me you don't know that about Lynette. That fits right in with what Matthew said.
No.
Yeah, well.
I really don't know that about Lynette. I would be very surprised.
I just told what Matthew said, you don't know everything, so. Not knowing that about...
No, I understand that.
Well, right. So, we can move on. Matthews and Donna came out here this morning and they greet everybody except you. I don't know what that is all about, but that's quite okay.
That's all right.
Good to my ears.
They greeted me when you weren't listening. So you didn't hear.
Should I say farewell or for real?
Huh?
What you just said there, should I say farewell or for real? For
whatever
real?
You choose. You're free to choose.
But, and I can't be for real, so it must be farewell.
Well, like I said, say which one you want. You're free to choose. Donna and Montes wouldn't even bother to clear them because, you know.
You speak so much to Donna and Montes and... Lynette is the one who always have your back. But I already talked to her already, you know. I said, Cardinal, never have anything good to say about you. But you always have something good to say about Cardinal. I hope when she come on here this morning, she be consistent. I really hope so.
Well, you know, when you're good, you just can't help people, you know, recognizing it. And it stands out. Because most of the time, people spend so much time trying to throw mud on you. I would have said another word, but that,
well,
you know.
Well, okay. Understood.
Okay.
Madras. Lynette says she wants to say hello to you, and she don't want to say anything to Cardinal. So let me see if she's going to change her mind. Lynette, Mertris is on, and she says she's listening to you.
Hello, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning,
and good morning, Mertris.
Good morning,
how is everybody doing?
Do you really mean to say good morning to Cardinal? Are you changing your mind?
I'm hoping that you hear everything Ira said about you, because I don't even want.
Yes, I heard everything, but it's a good thing I can stand
good.
Up on my own 2 feet, so it's okay.
That means I don't have to repeat it then. Because I think if I repeated it, it will contaminate me.
Exactly. Don't be contaminated. Don't do it.
I think sometimes you need to keep your business to yourself, or maybe even in your bedroom. So come
I
on cannot, here,
I will never ever be a politician, so don't, that one is a lie.
You don't have to even say that again.
Lynette, you didn't tell me people ask you for money and you tell them to go to Church Street for money because that's where the money is? You didn't say that to me, Marjorie, Lynette?
See? We're finished now. Well, just ask it. But me gonna be a politician.
Right. So you say
you have to be made of a certain caliber, and I really ain't want to be made of that.
But you're not listening. You're not listening, and you're not following the question. Did you or did you not say to me that when people ask you for money, when they come to your store and they ask you for money, you direct them to Church Street, where government headquarters and the politicians are? Didn't you say that to me?
That part, yes.
Okay.
But that's the person that's who got the money.
Wait, let me finish. Was it Merchant's wrong
that's
to tell me?
That's who got the money in every aspect.
I understand that, but listen up now. I got this story to Merchant, and I asked Merchant what you think. She said, well, since, this is Merchant now telling me, since everybody keeps coming to Lynette, at Church Street for money, and she already direct them where to go to find the money. Church Street, where the politicians are. It simply means that she will go to be a politician, and instead of directing them to the politician, we just invite them to her on Church Street, and she will give them the money.
Oh, it's not you say that now, not me.
Wait a minute. Whose story is that?
But what if we Tom Twister?
I said I was in conversation with Mertris, and this was your interpretation.
Story going on here.
It's not my story now, Mertris' story. It's a true story.
You're the true SKN national, you. You're like Bacchanal.
Well, I don't know what I mean, but if it's something good, that's me. We got a whistler. Mertris. You're not going to stand up to what you say? All right, then. Well, Cardinal fans, special fans are waiting to hear their name on the radio. So I'm going to leave you all to wallow in that, what you all were just speaking about. And I'm going to speak to my friends that Cardinal is going to call on my behalf. Cardinal, call the special fans on my behalf, please, because they always thank me.
Of course, you can have that. Yes, good morning to all the fans, friends,
you
and
must call them on his behalf. There we go again.
That's okay. friends, fans, supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, coming to you from the platform of Caribbean Global Voices. Your host, as you just heard him, Ivor Henry. You know, he always has to have a Henry in here. So let me start off by saying a good morning to the special fans as well. And you know who they are. And you know how you could get to join them. So let me say good morning to the friends up in New York. Ina, Donna, Mertris, Sharon, and Lady Babsy. And we want to know, at least Mertris already kept up this morning, that tell us Lady Babsy is doing great after her surgery. We're happy to hear that, and we're waiting to hear much more good news of her recovery. We're hoping for all the best. So, Mommy Babsy, keep it tight. Keep it positive. Keep it looking forward and get your body up to where your spirits are right now. I'm going to go on over to St. Martin. I'm going to say good morning to Irma Thompson over there in St. Martin. The Carnival on the French side has just been completed somewhere along the same lines as the Trinidad Carnival. And so now they're gearing up for the Dutch side, the Philipsburg end of Carnival in St. Martin. You see how you can do it? You just get split up by the Europeans and you can have two carnivals on one little island. So Irma is preparing up for the Carnival in Philipsburg right now. And you know they're going to have a lot of pre-parties before that. So, like I said, the people in St. Martin are going to keep partying. I wonder if they're going to keep up this party for the thing, because they like to go to church too. So I wonder if they keep up the party for Lent as well. Oh, yeah, this party time. Good morning, Irma. Good morning, Carlos. Coming to you right here from the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. I'm going to go over to St. Kitts, and although you heard it already this morning, I'm going to say good morning to Lynette and all the fans over there in St. Kitts. We've got some cricket going on over there, over in Connery and in Bastia, at the Warner, the famous Warner Park. Lynette, when are you going to change that name? Because I'm asking where Warner Park came from, and somebody's telling me it was something had to do with Sir Thomas Warner. But I thought he was located somewhere over there in Mid-Island. Anyway, if that's the reason, I'm going to ask you to inspire your leaders to change that to something else. Even the Cooley Park, Warner Park, because, you know, but I have to ask that. I'm going to say good morning to the people over in Nevis. Mr. Renford Doe, and he's up there at 2020 Vision Radio, particularly the Calming Lady Secretion. Good morning to you. I'm also going to say good morning to my classmates for the Charleston Secondary High School class of 1972. They've been celebrating birthdays worldwide, because around this time, all of us are getting close to that 70. So we're celebrating it. I'm hearing a lot about that. Hey, it's hard to imagine that. We were just here running around as 11-year-olds. That's when we met first in high school. And now, a short moment later, we are becoming what our parents were sometime afterwards. But good morning to my classmates. Good morning to Earl Sargent over there in Kidsville, Cotton Ground, that area, and all the fans, friends, and supporters we have there. I'm going to go across to the UK where I'm going to say good morning to Omel and Michelle in the UK. They've been far away from the Caribbean at this time, but still enjoying the culture of the Caribbean. They want to hear some calypso music this morning. Good morning, Omel. Good morning, Michelle. Hoping you're having a great time with us. We're going to be trying to commit to keeping you entertained. I'm going to go over across the channel. We are being Fort Lauderdale. I'm going to say good morning to Ellie Mack. King Ellie Mack, that is. And I keep seeing posts about Ellie Mack and his struggle. So we're going to look forward to hoping that the brother is doing as best as he could, and the challenges that he's confronted with would be overcome in his favor. Good morning, Elimat. I'm going to say good morning to Marva Jones and my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, brother Malik, and sister Tanaya. I'm going to go on down to the Southwest. I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Jerome Cutner Richardson, who comes to you that way of Sandy Point. You know, I was listening to cricket yesterday, and I heard somebody said that, I think it was Jeremiah Louis. And one of the youngsters is from Sandy Point, St. Kitts. And I was really hoping that Cutner didn't hear him, because then he would have to deal with Cutner with saying that. Good morning, Cutner. Hope we're going to hear from you sometime today. Buzz us up and let's know what the latest is. I'm going to go over to Georgia, where I'm going to say good morning to Monique, Yvette, and Barbara. And they usually make it a business to listen to us on this Saturday morning in Virginia. So hoping that they do the same thing this morning. It's quiet up there in Georgia. And I didn't hear David complain about, you know, anybody bringing down coal up from Georgia to Florida this weekend. Yeah, I miss David for that. David usually keeps us up to date with how the weather patterns change when certain fellows come from Georgia and northwards back down to Florida, because he does not enjoy that. David, hoping you're having a good morning and the weather is just like you want it in Florida. Okay, I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister Yvonne over there in Melbourne. And I keep saying I haven't heard from her in a while. But like I say, I'm going to keep saying no news is good news. So hopefully I'm going to say good morning to Kathleen in the Virgin, in the U.S. Virgin Islands, and who claims the inspirational hour as her home. Hoping that she's enjoying the morning with the Saturday morning. That said, good morning to all friends, fans, and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Stick around, because Ivor's got a great show for you, in spite of what else might be added. Some truth might hear, or don't mind that. Be sure it's going to be good. So, stick around. Ron, I know you, Ivor.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And I think you would have covered all of the bases this morning. So, unlike Mertris, when she whistles, I don't get to say a good. Well, Carlos, a good man down there in St. Martin. Well, I think Carlos have to do something with St. Martin with his splitting carnivals. It's like you're splitting hairs, my brother. Let's have one big, great carnival and spend $1 and let it all go in the same basket. Well, we're just around birthday's time, Carmel. It's the last episode we're going to be having here for this month. So I think if there is a birthday this month that you did not remember earlier in the month, this is last chance for yes. That's all I can say. Because we're going to be doing birthdays, anniversaries, and historical events on this date right about now. Because we have a lot to talk about at the back end of it. So stand by, folks, and for all those folks who are with us, I understand quite a few over there in St. Kitts and Nevis has joined us this morning. I don't know if there's some specialty to it as we are going out celebrating Black History Month. I know the Colonel will tell us something about Darrell George, but I'll leave that until after this.
Yeah.
Wait.
February 24th.
Yeah, we're going to be doing the birthdays right about now, so stand by for birthdays and celebrations. Let's see if I have anything to do with it, because, you know, Henry has to get in here some way, but I'll wait for it.
Thank you.
Today is February 24th, and whether you believe it or not, it's the 56th day of 2024. Now here are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today sent to us as the compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. Today is the birthday of Kenroy Peters out of the Caribbean, St. Vincent, and Travis Dowling out of Guyana. Out of Zimbabwe, Trevor Wesley Gwandu. And also, there's another Gwandu around here someplace. Also out of Zimbabwe. I'm gonna pick him up when I get to him. Out of England, Brian Close, John Lever, Derek Rando. Out of New Zealand, Tim Cotton, a female umpire, Katrina Keenan, a female cricketer, Bevan Small. Out of Australia, Mike Whitney. Out of Sri Lanka, Chamara Kapujalera. Out of Cyprus, Mohamed Kalawaiza. Out of Zimbabwe, Trevor Gwandu. Okay, so we have Trevor and Wesley. I wonder if their brothers are related otherwise. Out of India, Kanwa Rai Singh and Phil Gupta. Honus Wagner, an American baseball Hall of Famer, shortstop. He was born in 1894. It's his birthday today. Phil Knight, the multi-billionaire who co-founded the famous shoe company Nike. I thought that was Japanese. Okay, whatever. Former Senator Joseph Lieberman, Nicky Hopkins, a British pianist from the Rolling Stones era, actor Barry Bostwick, Edward James Olmos, actors, George Thorogood, singer, American singer and guitarist from the group the Delaware Destroyers, Alan Prost, French Formula One racing driver and four-time world champion. Eddie Murray, an American Major League Baseball Hall of Famer, first baseman. Steve Jobs, the American computer entrepreneur and co-founder of the Apple Company. He died back in 2011. Paula Zahn, an American journalist and news anchor for ABC, CBS, Fox, CNN. Actor Emilio Rivera, his birthday is today. Billy Zane, an actor from the Titanic. Zach Johnson, American golfer and two-time major champion. Floyd Mayweather, five-time weight division world champion with a record of 20 consecutive wins in the world title fight. In 1582, Pope Gregory XIII announces the new style calendar commonly known as the Gregorian calendar. In 1739, the Battle of Karnal, the army of an Iranian ruler, Nadir Shah, defeats the forces of Mughal, the Emperor of India. In 1797, Colonel William Tate and his force of 1,500 soldiers surrender after the last invasion of Britain, according to the legend, the Welsh women in tall black hats, mistaken for elite guards. Regiment. In 1803, the U.S. Supreme Court first ruled that a law can be deemed unconstitutional. In 1868, the U.S. House of Representatives voted 126-47 to impeach President Andrew Johnson. In 1888, Louisville, Kentucky becomes the first government in the U.S. to adopt the Australian ballot, that is, a secret ballot on standard voting form. In 1906, Thomas Estrada Palmer defeats Jose Gomez in the election for president of Cuba. But Gomez and his followers refused to accept the results and sponsor an uprising. Where did you hear that before? Okay. In 1924, Mahatma Gandhi, pacifist and spiritual leader of India, is released from jail. Also in 1924, the Battle of Los Angeles takes place. Series of anti-aircraft engagements over the city in response to a rumored but false Japanese attack. It would last until the morning of the following day. In 1944, the Minister of War, Juan Perón, leads a coup in Argentina. He later becomes the president. In 1945, Egyptian Premier Ahmed Maher Pasha is killed in Parliament after reading a decree. In 1966, American coup d'etat ousts President of Ghana, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. 1966. In 1974, Pakistan officially recognized Bangladesh. You know that Bangladesh was initially called East Pakistan until they separated themselves from Pakistan. In 1979, the highest price ever paid for a pig, I wonder what kind of pig that was, $42,500 in Sanford, Texas. Oh, it's a Texas pig. Okay. In 1981, I wonder if that pig was named Queen. Maybe. 1981, Britain's Queen Charles announced his engagement to Lady Diana Spencer. That's today, 24th February, 1981. Yeah, there was a big hullabaloo about that. I'm sure, you know, if you were around, you couldn't have avoided hearing it. In 1987, the Lakers center, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, scores his 36,000 NBA points in a 97-93 win over the Phoenix Suns in Phoenix, Arizona. In 1989, starter Margaret Ray, found in David Letterman's home, claimed to be his wife. In 2008, Fidel Castro retires from the president of Cuba due to ill health after nearly 50 years as its leader. His brother Raul Castro replaced him as president. In 2010, Sachin Tendulkar of India scored the first double century in one-day international cricket. There has been 11 more since that time. In 2020, the memorial service of NBA star Kobe Bryant was held at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, California. 2022, Russian leader Vladimir Putin announces the start of a special military operation in the Ukraine to demilitarize the country moments before Russia launches a full-scale pre-dawn invasion by land and sea. Those are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, February 24th. Brought to you the compliment of Mr. Audley Watson. Good morning, Audley. Take it away, Eva.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Of her, I'm not going to say by whom,
But her straightforward answer was, I need grandchildren. It is a leap year indeed. Lynette, don't tell me that I talked too much. Creation. Okay. I'm glad that she is whistling. Mercury? No, well, Mercury says she don't want to have that. What did you want? Nothing to do with grandbaby talks? Oh, come on. That is a two-two story.
Thanks.
While I said I want infantry for Christmas, Lynette said for Christmas she needs grandbabies. I'm just telling you what I heard. Cardinal, God parents need it. That's all I can tell you. What was that? I like to quote people correctly. What did you say?
That's her prerogative. She wants grandbabies. She wants babies. She have the vessel for it.
Okay. Well, I think you're authorized to speak for her, so I keep it out of that. You even know what shorts and long people are wearing, so I can't doubt you that it's her prerogative. Okay?
Yeah, I know.
I went in a spelling bee one time, you know, and when they came with these big words for me to spell, I had to walk off the stage because when you're going to come and you're going to tell me I must spell cow, and then they put a picture of a cow, it was a big cow too, you know, and give me that big word to spell, I must spell cow. Then they go even bigger, they say, spell bear. I must spell tiger. I said, give me a small word like centipede, you know, something like butterfly. Give me these big old words to spell. No.
That's right.
No. You think it's right for them to tell me I must spell elephant? They're too big. No. Give me a small word.
They want.
No, they just want to make me a dunce. They could have told me to spell caterpillar. That little caterpillar over there, they could have told me to spell that.
Yeah,
and I said, yeah, give me a small word to spell. I must spell beer, as if I must go in the hills to spell beer. It's just like Monday's company, you know. I had a restaurant one time, you know. And I had a buffet style. And they see this fellow came in. And he started eating. And I said, wait. I said, wait. How long he's going to be there? He's been there for 4 hours. I said, he's eating again. I said, what did he do with spare ribs? And I said, you must eat vegetables at broccoli. And I told him, no, I want to be vexed with you.
Oh.
I had to close on my restaurant because of that one fellow, man. Buffet style.
Okay.
I ain't going to tell you who it is. The fella is on here, but I ain't going to call his name. Leave his
okay.
Too. Eat too much, man. Eat too much. I don't say who he is. Oh, boy. Well, let's see. Maybe I should ask anybody if they have anything to say before we get into the thick of things at the top of the hour and then go on past some. So we're going to slowly roll down the hill.
Play me some music. I want to wind.
You need some music? And I was going to get Panel to come in and talk his piece up front so we can have a conversation and then we can end it with some music. But Mercury says she needs music. Could you imagine that? She needs to get her chores done.
Yes, I need some fuel right
So maybe I can play a nice slow song. What is that? What you're talking about?
No.
I guess Moses is gonna say. So you want me to take care of Omel and Michelle right about this
all
time?
Right.
Well, I like to stay on the right side too. I agree with you because I don't want Omel to start maybe cussing me. I don't want to call my name. Let's see then, okay?
If you're looking for somebody to come and rock your spine, just call my phone, dial my number, boy, anytime. Don't worry about getting none of them roaming charges. And if it's good service you're looking for, then it's me who have it. Just tell them to call me.
Like a mannequin, prophet, tell me to wine on anything, and so I'm winding on everything. girl, I anticipate it. So let her jam in on something. I don't care if she thin like a pinball, hot and soft like a dumpling. Once she have a nice bam bam, it's right there I'm camping. I ain't even here until morning comes and the sun starts rising. Plus I'm winding my waist. She comes back when she feel the bass. Since the party starts, it's 20 pace. I'm taking my time, it's not a race. And I don't care.
So we just gave him a little bit of something. Oh, come on, Marjorie. Okay, one more then.
Baby. room with a stranger. Climbing on a stranger.
As this may seem,
many few people seem that this philosophy of liberation and unable to understand the circumstances of slavery which it seeks to redress. As a result of this lack of understanding, in one way or another, the objective philosophy of liberation. Now let's be clear. Terms like slavery and liberation have often been inaccurately defined, sometimes intentionally, sometimes out of ignorance. Purposes of clarity, I will offer my own understanding of the definition of these terms. Let me say, slavery is an arrangement in which one person or group arrogates the authority to dictate the social destiny of another person or group. When somebody exercises authority over you without having that authority, legitimately, and tell you where to go and how to get there, that is what I consider slavery to be. Now, liberation is a people's release, or if you want to say, escape from the illegitimate authority that dictates their social destiny. Liberation secures the people's right to self-determination. It is not about doing better today than you did yesterday under the authority of an oppressor. It's about being relieved and not have to comply with the authority of your oppressor. Now, with the advent of European colonialism in the 15th century, and under its theme of the superiority of the white race and its right to supremacy, black people were violently subjected to enslavement, driven from their ancestral lands, subjected to genocide, having their societies and cultures destroyed, and generally deprived of their right to live as human beings. The struggle for the liberation of African people, though, is as old as the attempt to enslave African people. This struggle for liberation is represented through events like the Angola Resistance, or notably Queen Nzinga challenged the Portuguese from invading in their invasion of Angola, the Ashanti Wars, something of the same thing, the Haitian Revolution, the Garvey Movement, the Cuban Revolution, and many other events which are recorded in history as uprisings or rebellions. It is a global struggle, and it is a continuing struggle. And for those of us who came of age in the 1960s, we came to know the struggle against the attack on black people as the Black Liberation Movement. Now, I know that, you know, most generally, people celebrate what they call Black History Month in February. But just from the events I listed, you can know that the history of black people cannot be condensed into a 28-day period. Now, this idea of liberation has been an ongoing struggle, and just that part of our history for a period spanning the last six centuries. Remember I said this particular one we are talking about started in the 15th century. It's now the 21st century. That's a period spanning six centuries. Now, to stress the importance of a people's right to self-determination, remember that I said that's what liberation is, one African proverb states, until the lions write their own history, the tales of the hunt will always glorify the hunter. And one of the most powerful voices advocating the liberation of black people in the 1960s is that of Malcolm X. On Wednesday last, that's Wednesday, February 21st, 2024, marks 59 years since Malcolm X's assassination in the midst of his prime as one of the most explosive figures in the history of the Black Liberation Movement. Often, though, when people write or speak of Malcolm X, particularly those from mainstream media, they characterize him as a civil rights leader. Nothing could be more misleading. Malcolm X detested the idea of civil rights. Therefore, that characterization of Malcolm X as a civil rights leader or a civil rights advocate distorts, misrepresents him, and distorts his legacy. Malcolm X was born as Malcolm Little in Omaha, Nebraska on May 19, 1925. His father, Earl Little, was from Georgia. His mother, Louise Langdon, was from Grenada. His parents were members of the Garvey movement. His mother was the secretary for one of the local chapters. Earl Little, Malcolm's father, was murdered by the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan, in 1931, leaving behind seven young children. Now this means that Malcolm was, who was the fourth of those seven children, was a mere 6 years old. The government called his death a streetcar accident and completely ignored the testimony of black eyewitnesses. This, as I say, is in 1931. According to Malcolm, as related in his biography, after his father's death, the government destroyed his family through its welfare system. I won't go through the details on that, but if you do, it will be gut-wrenching. Malcolm's early adult life was a troublesome one, where he engaged in petty crimes until he landed in jail. And while in prison, he met a Muslim and converted to Islam. Upon his release from prison, he joined the Nation of Islam, then led by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. From this platform, as a Muslim minister, Malcolm launched his campaign for the liberation of African people. Now, to contest the idea that Malcolm X was a civil rights leader and the mischaracterization of Malcolm X as a civil rights leader, I want to read you a couple of quotes, a few quotes, demonstrating Malcolm X's opinion on the issue of civil rights. He says, "I can't turn around without hearing about some civil rights advances white people seem to think that the black man ought to be shouting hallelujah. 400 years, the white man has had his foot-long knife in the black man's back. And now the white man wants to wiggle the knife out, maybe 6 inches or so. And the black man is supposed to be grateful. Why, if the white man jerks the knife out completely, it would still leave a scar. When you expand the civil rights struggle to the level human rights, you can then take the case of the black man in this country," talking about the United States of America, "before the nations in the UN. You can take it before the General Assembly. You can take Uncle Sam before a world court. But the only level you can do this on is on the level of human rights. Civil rights keeps you under his restrictions, under his jurisdiction. Civil rights keeps you in his pocket. The common goal of 22 million Afro-Americans is respect as human beings, the God-given right to be a human being. Our common goal is to obtain the human rights America has been denying us. We can never get civil rights in America until our human rights are first restored. We will never be recognized as citizens there. We are fighting for the right to live as free humans in this society. In fact, we are actually fighting for rights that are even greater than civil rights, and that is human rights. Now, anytime you find the government involved in a conspiracy to violate the citizenship of the civil rights of a people, then you are wasting your time going to that same government expecting redress. Instead, you have to take the government to world court and accuse it of the genocide and all other crimes that it is guilty of today. You spend so much time barking up the civil rights tree, you don't even know there's a human rights tree in the same lot. Just as the white man and every other person on this earth has God-given rights, natural rights, civil rights, any kind of rights that you can think of, when it comes to defending himself, black people, we should have the right to defend ourselves also. Anytime you beg another man to set you free, and this is what Malcolm X thought of civil rights. He thought of civil rights as a token from the white man. He didn't want to have anything to do with it. Here's one. Anytime you beg another man to set you free, you will never be free. Freedom is something you have to do for yourself. And this is the same thing I say about things like emancipation and the kind of independence that we got in the Caribbean. Those were crafted by the architects of our oppression. So I'm going to repeat that. Anytime you beg another man to set you free, you will never be free. Freedom is something that you have to do for yourself. I have no mercy or compassion in me for a society that will crush people and then penalize them for not being able to stand up under its weight. We declare our right on this earth to be human beings, to be respected as human beings, to be given the rights of human beings in this society, on this earth, on this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary. Now, that term, by any means necessary, was characterized by the United States government as a term of violence. Now, it is believed that the active voice of black liberation, forged by Malcolm X and others before him, including people like Frederick Douglass, Marcus Garvey, Turner, the architects of the Haitian Revolution, forced the U.S. government into a compromise with black organizations that were willing to accept the civil rights token. Black people, up to this day, have not embraced the legacy of Malcolm X because black people are still divided over the issue of liberation or self-determination. Those are my thoughts and commentary for today. Anybody has a comment on Malcolm X's approach?
The sun rises slowly over the hill. promises is working, yeah. No running water from here to year. Heart that no one desire, that if there is a Messiah, someday he hears their whispers, yeah. Covered always guarantee, and see 10 people in a one-bedroom shanty. Water fell on the pavement, no vacancy, no employment. Voices from the ghetto.
Amenities, Lord.
heaven knows. Opportunities are them always close. Can't get what wanted white collar. So if you can't stretch your dollar, it's later for you crack up, smoke your pipe. You're short of dead from gripe. Life does rip, dig it deep and ride. Till there's only bitterness left inside. And every day is a hustle. Arguments are settled with muscle. And you're 6 feet deep by 3 feet wide. Children through life keep on drifting. It's something they're talking or sniffing. Or maybe they're trying to forget this life of misery and regret. No one to come to their rescue except Capleton and Buju. So they boom box in the Lego. The drum out voices from the ghetto.
Commentary there, bringing us up to date with some historical facts. But I wanted to just share with you that somewhere out here in the California Assembly, there was some talks of a reparation proposal law of some sort. Now, what the point of note is, they're suggesting exception to affirmative action ban. You know, out here there's a ban, there's a law which was passed in a proposition to ban affirmative actions out here in California. So the so-called reparation proposal law that's being put forward would demand exception to the affirmative ban. Compensation for land seized from black families out here. Formal apologies for slavery and discrimination being asked for. And of course, a ban should be enforced on prison labor, where prisoners are being paid $1 an hour. So presumably that is something that they'd like to see, regular wages. And does not include the ban. The law that has been proposed does not include payment to black descendants of the USA who lived in California prior to the 19th century. And all of these points are said to be a starting point. So it's up for discussion whether or not it gets anywhere is yet to be seen. But the important point is that it is being discussed out here in the California Assembly House. I thought I would just share that with you and the rest of the listeners. Back to you, Ivor.
Yeah, well, I want to thank you for that. At least that's, and like I said, you cannot continue if you never did start. So we be happy to hear that. And again, we want to compliment Cardinal for coming to with these insightful information and up-to-date and awareness that he continues to bring to us on a weekly basis. But I have my neighbor, brother, and friend who has graced us with his presence. And at a later date, we're going to hear about the water that you should be drinking, Kanchen water. But we just have another 50 minutes or so to go on the show. That's on the live feed. Sometimes we take advantage of the extra hour. But I'll just take this opportunity to say good morning to Mr. He's a man with many names, eh? So, Mr. Elroy.
Yeah. Friend. A childhood friend. This is a childhood friend.
Okay, that's all good.
Piper. Piper is good enough.
Piper, all right. So, Colonel, you remember Piper?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay. Good morning. Good morning, all. You know, it's a pleasure, Ivor, you know, always to know that we've been friends since childhood and, you know.
Yes.
We are young old men now, and we're still friends.
There you go. Yes.
Yeah, so and it's a friendship that will go on as long as God's still alive. But
thanks for the assurance.
Yeah, I want to thank God, you know, for everything. You know, it's a great day today, you know, to know that that so many things are going on as far as evil things, and I'm still able to give thanks to God. Yeah. I know, Ivor, that you was very impressed with the Kangen water machine, and in the future, probably in the near future, you will be able to hear me expand somewhat more on it and to let your audience know about Kangen water. Kangen mean in Japanese back to the origin, and so this machine was developed and designed in Japan, and it was in Japan for a number of years before it came into the United States. But since it came into the United States, it became a worldwide machine that because you know that here in America, every person from every part of the world is here. And so America was the marketing, really, congressional place for this machine to really get exposed to the rest of the world. And this immunizer, Kangen water machine, now supposedly to be one of the best water machine that is in the world today. Most people say it's the best they ever see. But I'll be able to expand on it somewhat. The machine was the first machine to make alkaline water. Before alkaline water, we never heard nothing. Before this machine, we never heard nothing about alkaline water. Only since this machine came into the United States, you hear alkaline water in bottles and stores and you know. But this machine are able to make alkaline water naturally. There's nothing added in it. Most alkaline water on shelves, there's sodium added in those water to make them alkaline. But, so the reason the name Kangen means back to the origin, the water is originally how water was structured to be from the beginning of time when we used to drink clean water without any toxic, you know. So this is what Kangen really mean, back to the origin. But I'll be able to give some more information in it later when you have some time to let me explain some more about the machine and how the water is helping a lot of people, because you know our body designed to heal itself. But most people, after drinking the water, they find out that they have been healed from different kind of ailments. And so most people say water heal them, but no, your body heal itself. The water, what it does, it cleanses your body of toxic, so now your body can continue to heal itself. So, but I'll be able to speak more about it excuse me, I'll be able to speak more about it. And when you have some, you know, better time to have me on.
Yeah, most definitely. I would have seen, you know, a little demonstration of it, and I'm impressed as well. So definitely, when we have some time in the future, we will have you to explain, and we'll do some healing right here on the show here. We're here every Saturday morning. I mean, we can have a show every day, but for now, every Saturday from 9 until 12, sometimes we extend it a little, but officially we say 9 until high noon. So we want to thank you for at least that initial commentary, so that people can really know. But Kanjen, that's the name of the company and the machine. We'll hear some more about that. We're getting ready to probably, you know, head on out of here in terms of, especially those who are viewing online on the World Wide Web. We normally just don't want to cut them off just like that, where we go into mid-air. So right about now, we will maybe, oh, I just have something coming in. So at least play at least something to compliment Cardinal along with what you would have played. Why not Nobody Greater? And we have, okay, I can play that, Tasha Cobbs. I play a little piece of this, Nobody Greater. Colonel, somebody's requesting that. So let's see what we can do.
If you clap loud enough, he may sing just a few, just a little bit. Let's get him while we got him, all right? This is a song I should have got. Right. Y'all can help him sing it tonight. Anyone know there's nobody greater than the Lord? South Africa, I love you so much. Come on, lift your sound. Better than that, better than that, better than that.
I climbed up to the highest mountain. Looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. Oh no. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you.
Did you search all over me?
Searched all the love, couldn't find nobody. High and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody's great, nobody's great, nobody better than you.
And this is my favorite part, we're gonna go back in a minute. But lift your hands and say,
and nobody can heal.
Today.
All right, we find nobody.
Technology today, people get things done and you don't realize. But it's a good one anyway. Mantiga, probably.
Okay, well, we just thought we'd compliment that. We said your body healed itself. This was live broadcasting in South Africa. I guess there's a reason why they asked for this one. Colonel, it's your touch
them.
Some souls there. So we can begin to head on out of here. So let's see if we can head on back down to St. Kitts and Nevis. We didn't hear much from Lynette today, so in her closing out, maybe she can tell us what's going on back there in St. Kitts. Lynette, come on in.
St. Kitts is all right. They have, still have the young people not behaving. Quite, we did last week, we had quite a bit of domestic violence, but we'll get over that. Outside of that, we good.
Is it raining at this time?
Kind of hot, but overcast. Hello?
Is it raining at this time? Because I've been trying to get this.
No. It's just overcast, but it's hot.
Oh, I didn't see anything on the match between Leeward Island and Trinidad and Tobago today. So,
no,
I was
there's no rain.
Was
rain. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
You look up
just
the
appeal to the young people to behave themselves.
Oh, okay.
They need to just stop it.
Let's get to hear Mertris one more time on the way out. Mertris, you can give us your goodbye.
Okay, everybody. Have a beautiful Saturday wherever you are. And enjoy the weekend. Give a smile. Say something nice and something kind. Let me.
Okay.
Bless up.
Bless up, Marcus says, bless up. All right. Well, Colonel, I think...
I didn't say hello to Donna this morning. I missed when I came on first. I didn't say hello to Donna. And she was
on. That's a usual
Donna,
thing.
Still on.
So,
hello.
That's a usual thing. What's so different about today? Because the last Saturday...
What?
That's a usual thing. You come on, you don't say anything to anybody. So what's so special about saying?
I said good morning to President and Mertris this morning.
And I was surprised. I was surprised because I don't know anything to anybody.
And don't forget that next month, both Phil and I celebrating birthdays. So March is a big month.
All right. All right. Try to take us out of here, and let me get a chance to say where we can meet tomorrow. Colonel, where is Colonel? Yeah, come on in, Colonel.
I'm here. I thought you were bringing in Donna.
Huh?
Well,
no, Donna don't want to say anything to Colette because she texted me and she said this late business here, she don't operate like that. So let Lynette take that.
Well,
no, Lynette, no, Donna is listening. She's on her way now. She's in some noise. She's going to work. So,
Donna is not in any back now. So, I know Donna would not say anything like that.
You see what I mean?
Donna, good morning. I know you won't say anything like that. I could vouch for you.
Yes. Okay. Go on, Colonel. We have a minute to go before we end the time.
Well, we hope that we brought you a show that entertained you, inspired you, and set you up for the next week. So to all our fans, friends, and supporters out there, join us again next week when we'll try to bring you the kind of show that we like, we think you like on a Saturday morning. And you know, you can join in and tell us how good it is, how bad it is, and we'll be able to fashion it for your listening pleasure. Yeah, you can become one of these special fans. So until next week, I'm hoping that you enjoyed our presentation today. Take you into next week, and in that period of time, you will have safe and great time.
We're going to be having sports from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock in the PM. I think I might still be listening there. I have a wedding to do at 5:30, so I don't think I'll be able to be on. I'll keep my earpiece in to hear the lively discussion. So that's on the blogtalkradio.com/thecricketshow tomorrow. 515-605-9850. That's the number. It's a different number from this number. But we'll have the cricket show tomorrow, live and lively. I want to thank Dennis for coming through with sports this morning. Leon opened the way with prayers. Mertrice, Donna, Lynette. And we had Mr. L.Y. Piper. He says good enough for him. Grace us with this present channel. Thanks again for that commentary. And for those who would have texted me to say good, bad, and indifferent, there was no bad today. It was just long. With that, we're going to be saying our goodbyes until next week. So for those who are staying on here, they're here the ending of the song.
Jehovah.
I trust.
Everybody, may the rest of the day be the best of your day.